An answer comes, having Buddha nature is not enough. Having Buddha nature and the other things, and the precious, the human life and the spiritual friends and their instructions is not enough, because people like us are under the power of four obstacles which prevent enlightenment arising. So it's a good question, isn't it? Given we've got this potential and we've got the human life and we've got friends, why haven't we attained Buddhahood? Because all of that, even that is not enough. Buddha nature itself is not enough because of these four obstacles. And then, of course, he tells you what the four obstacles are. There are various translations of them. I'm going to use the translations by a book where the main teacher, he's a Tibetan, I think it was translated, but his name is Kenpo Rinpoche. So he translates the four reminders as attachment to this life's activities, being attached, sorry, that was wrong. This is not the four reminders. These are the four obstacles, right? So his translations for the four obstacles that prevent us attaining enlightenment are attachment to this life's activities, being attached to the pleasure of samsara, being attached to peace. Now I'd add in, just to clarify that, I think that is the peace of nirvana. And there's another translation by Gunther, which is an older translation. He translates the third one as attachment to self-complacency. So there's something in that about being, you get to a certain point where you're satisfied and attached to the peace that you can attain, or even complacent about it. So being attached to peace, brackets, of nirvana. And then the fourth obstacle is not understanding the method by which enlightenment is achieved. So attachment to this life's activities, being attached to the pleasure of samsara, being attached to peace of nirvana, and in there is something about complacency, and not understanding the method by which enlightenment is achieved. Next question. Who dispels these obstacles? People like us dispel them. Answer. People like us dispel them if we listen to the instructions of our spiritual friends and take them to heart. What are their instructions? Their instructions are meditation on impermanence, meditation on the faults of samsara, meditation on actions, causes and effects, meditation on loving kindness and compassion, the various practices for the cultivation of the bodhicitta. So there's four instructions there. And those four instructions oppose and are the antidotes for the corresponding four obstacles. So I did write this down at some point. Thanks, find it. Yeah, okay. So if you can write it down later on if you don't get it at the moment. So there's four obstacles. There's four kinds of attachment. Three kinds of attachment. And then the fourth one. We're attached to this life's activity. We oppose that with meditation on impermanence. We're attached to the pleasures of samsara in general. We oppose that with two things. Reflections on the faults of samsara and reflections on action, cause and result. Those three are three of the four reminders. The one that's not mentioned there is the precious human life itself. So those three reminders oppose and are antidotes to two kinds of attachment. Attachment to this life's activities and attachments to the pleasure of samsara. The third and fourth obstacles are there's the attachment to pleasures of peace. Attachment to peace of nirvana or self-complacency. So our spiritual friends then say, okay, to oppose that, you need to practice a metta bhavana and a karuna bhavana. And then the last one is not understanding the methods by which enlightenment is achieved. And for that, our spiritual friends tell us all the practices that you need to cultivate the bodhicitta.